President Trump's former personal lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, heads to prison on Monday to serve a 3-year sentence for, among other things, paying hush money to women who, right before the 2016 election, threatened to expose affairs they said they had with President Trump. Unlike Trump's former campaign chair, Paul Manafort, who's also serving prison time, Cohen has been cooperative with investigators. So what exactly have we learned from Michael Cohen about the president? Washington Post reporter Matt Zapatosky authored the analysis and commentary for the Post's new book, The Mueller Report. He joins us now. Hi, Matt.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. And how central to Mueller's investigation was Michael Cohen?
Well, central is a tough word. Mueller described him as someone who provided testimony or evidence spanning kind of the whole scope of his investigation. So in that sense, he's central. He's also central in the sense that he speaks to both aspects of the investigation, the obstruction piece. A lot of the conduct that Mueller described had to do with obstruction related to Michael Cohen, and the Russia piece. He describes kind of business dealings with people in Moscow. But it's not as if he sort of came away or left Mueller with some kind of smoking gun. He provided a lot of testimony to the core topics of their investigation, but he was also a witness who had significant credibility problems and maybe didn't give them what you would hope, the president's fixer, a guy who called himself the president's fixer, might be able to.
Well, and of course, he was in front of the public in February when he testified before Congress. And one of the things he said is that he didn't have direct evidence that President Trump knew about his son, Don Jr.'s meeting with Russians at Trump Tower in June of 2016. But he did recall overhearing this.
And I recall Don Jr. leaning over to his father and speaking in a low voice, which I could clearly hear, and saying, "The meeting is all set." And I remember Mr. Trump saying, "Okay, good. Let me know."
Did that lead anywhere?
Yeah, this is the problem with Michael Cohen. It's just all innuendo, and I overheard this, and I intuit this, and I thought this. I thought Trump wanted me to do this. I thought this is what this means. And that's tough for investigators, right? You can't come to a definitive conclusion based on that. And that's what Mueller seemed to be running into with him.
Cohen also said he overheard Trump taking a phone call from associate Roger Stone. Here he is.
Mr. Stone told Mr. Trump that he had just gotten off the phone with Julian Assange, and that Mr. Assange told Mr. Stone that within a couple of days, there would be a massive dump of emails that would damage Hillary Clinton's campaign. Mr. Trump responded by stating to the effect, "Wouldn't that be great?"
How has that played out?
Yeah, now that one is a little more clear, right? This isn't him interpreting conversations. He claims to be hearing the whole thing. But I think we all know now that Robert Mueller could not conclude that the president coordinated with Russia. That would have been critical on that point because it kind of showed advanced knowledge and it kind of showed a willingness to accept the help of WikiLeaks, who Robert Mueller says got these emails from Russia. But that sort of itself is not a crime. Robert Mueller describes how the Trump campaign was eager and willing to accept Russian help, but that itself sort of not a crime. Interesting nonetheless, though.
There was news from the Wall Street Journal last week that Cohen, in a phone conversation he didn't know was being recorded, said he wasn't really guilty of some of the financial crimes that he had pled guilty to. What's your sense of that? Is he just trying to maybe say he can provide further information and get less prison time later?
Yeah, so Cohen has really been almost on a tour to try to get less prison time. He got his report date to prison, which now is going to happen next week, but he got that delayed so he could testify before Congress. In the intervening months, there were kind of leaks about what other valuable information he might have and sparked kind of prosecutors to re-talk to him. But now he's at kind of at the end of the road. He really, really doesn't want to go to prison. I think he feels like, gosh, he cooperated. Even if he did some wrong, he shouldn't be going to prison for 3 years. But the only way to stay out now is to provide some new explosive piece of evidence that's really going to help prosecutors in a case. So they would then move to have the sentence reduced. And it just doesn't seem at this juncture like that's likely.
Well, then they might wonder, why didn't you tell us that before?
Well, exactly right. And I mean, he had some credibility issues with them in his initial conversations. I think they've said he lied to them initially until he kind of came clean. And you would think by this point, you know, they've raided his home, his office, hotel he was staying at. They talked with him at such length. What more could he possibly have to tell prosecutors?
That's Washington Post reporter Matt Zapatosky. Matt, thank you so much.
Thank you.